This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
Journalist at Yediot Achronot, Ben Dror Yamini, joins me right now. Good morning, and how are you? And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How do you feel about the U.S. taking over Gaza? Your personal opinion first.
It sounds nice. Well, let's admit it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I mean, it's an idea maybe in order to start the whole process, but it's not something that is really going to happen. Nobody's taking it really seriously that such a thing is going to happen. No, it's not.
Okay, so why do you think it's not going to happen? Ben?
Yeah, I lost you for a minute, I'm sorry.
Ah, okay. Why? So just unpack that for me for a little bit. Why do you think it's not going to happen?
It's not going to happen because, the U.S. Army was already in Afghanistan. They were already in Iraq. They were already in Syria. I'm not sure that there is someone, a real politician in the United States, that wants, American soldiers to put their foot in any battle area. No, they don't.
Yeah,
but he's saying... No, so, I mean, the... Okay, do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. No, what I'm saying is that it sounds a nice idea. Oh, here we are going to have a big change in the Middle East, and the U.S. is initiating a new move that maybe will change everything and maybe will bring us any kind of solution. No. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen. They are not going to take control. They are not going to put their foot. So if something at all, it will be Israel that will have to uproot Hamas in order to clean the Gaza Strip from the terror organization. And even that, I'm not sure that is going to happen. Because what we need, what the Israelis need before everything else is the hostages. That's what the majority of Israelis are expecting, and that's what we hope for.
I think we're talking about different things. So the United States has come out and said this is not about soldiers. There will be no soldiers in Gaza. This is about building Gaza into economically and building basically a Riviera, a jewel of the Middle East. Temporarily having the Arabs who currently reside in Gaza live elsewhere because there's no place for them to live right now. It's rubble.
Don't misunderstand me. I think it's a wonderful idea. It is a wonderful idea. There is only one problem. That's exactly what President Trump said a few years ago when he spoke about North Korea.
Yes.
It was the same kind of idea. People forget it, but I'm trying not to forget. So, do you see this kind of new Riviera somewhere in North Korea?
No, but I see that he's quieter. he's not talking about how big his rockets are.
No, you know what? Let me tell you, I hope it's not a dream. I hope it's not an illusion. I hope something will happen. Because really we need to get out of the box and to bring up new ideas. So I'm not against it. Don't misunderstand me.
Yes.
But here it's so complex with the Arab state, with the Palestinians living in Gaza. By the way, many of them will accept the idea. Many of them are really wishing to escape, to flee from this place. But it doesn't mean that it's going to happen.
Interesting. So why do you? Okay, so we only hearing about Arabs who are not prepared to accept it. You say that there are people who live in Gaza who would accept it?
Yes, of course. Many of them would accept it. I mean, you could look at the polls from long time ago. And according to many polls, some polls are speaking about 40%. Some polls speak about much less. But many polls speak about a lot of Gazans that want to leave. But they don't want to leave to Jordan or to Egypt. They want to leave to the U.S., to Canada, to Australia. I'm not sure that those countries that have their own problems right now with the foreigners will be willing to accept them. But, you know...
Well, yes, because you know what... So, Bendra, I mean, one of the problems in the United States, and this is something that Trump is going to clamp down on, you know, you can't go from the Middle East, from any country in the Middle East, you can't go and live in the United States and start shouting death to America and death to Israel. That's not how it works. He will deport you.
Let's not be politically correct. There are so many Muslims that are, how to say it, unwanted in many Western countries because they are shouting death to the West, death to America, death to Israel. They don't like them. I'm not speaking about the radical left, but generally speaking, most people in those countries, including the United States, they don't like them. So what? Now we will bring them a few more hundreds of thousands?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying. I mean, it's not that people want them. Most of them, even if they want to leave Gaza Strip, it's a paradox. They know, even if they want to leave Gaza Strip, they still support the Hamas. They still support the Muslim Brothers. So who is going to want them that much? I'm asking. Who is going to let them in? And not one, not two, but thousands or I don't know what, hundreds of thousands.
Well, I saw Mahmoud Abbas actually suggesting that all the people from Gaza, from the Arabs from Gaza, actually go and stay in, you know, under the auspices of the West Bank, under the auspices of the Palestinian Authority. I mean, is that viable until Gaza is rebuilt?
Yeah, it is much more practical idea because they are staying in their own state, which is for them, of course, Palestine.
Yes.
So, but is it practical? Look, we spoke last time about UNRWA. UNRWA is about to take care on the Palestinians from 48, and they're supposed to, you know, resettle them and so on. Did they do it?
No.
Zero. They did nothing. Instead of 700,000 of refugees, we have now something like 6 million refugees. And that's what they know to do, to perpetuate the problem. There were many initiatives for housing, for rehabilitation, you know, this kind of dream to turn Palestine to Singapore. Nothing of that happened. Only the opposite happened until now.
Bendra,
and the opposite is, yeah.
Just 1 second. I need you to just repeat those figures to me. You said that Arabs living?
We began in 1949 with 700,000 refugees from Palestine, and then UNRWA. Is from that time, UNRWA is responsible. And what we have now is 5.96 million, almost 6 million. So what we're talking about, the only one thing that they know to do is to perpetuate the problem and to leave them in refugee camps. That's what they do because of political reasons.
But the story here is how terrible Israel is at genocide. That's the story. Israel is really bad at genocide because if you've gone from 700,000 to 5.96 million, That is not general. That's exactly. The figures are contradicting everything.
Of course, but unfortunately, we are living in a world, including in the academia and in the media, that is actually disseminate blood libels against Israel. We know it. I mean, when you present the facts, something that which I'm doing in my articles and in my lectures, something that I find in every research that I'm doing, when I bring the facts, of course it refutes what those people say, but they repeatedly say. And it's working like a brainwashing machine.
Yeah.
About genocide. What genocide? What are you talking about? The biggest enemy of the Palestinians is organizations like UNRWA that perpetuate the problem. So if they did not solve the problem until now, why somebody think that they are going to solve the problem from now on? So yes, we have very good ideas, but it doesn't look like if this is going to be the solution. Just one thing, for example, UNRWA is saying that they have something like 500, half million people in Lebanon, okay? But practically, there are something like 100,000. Not according to me. Not according to me, but according to a Lebanese census. Yes. So they manipulate everything. So actually, all the numbers that they're speaking about many times, or that they disseminate, are totally fake. But we keep on with this kind of lies.
Ben-Zur,
unfortunately.
You know what? At the end of the day, I think that you and I want what everybody wants, and that is, for when I think about the children, the Arab children, from parents who say we are refugees, they are born, for 80 years they've been refugees, they are born as refugees, they have no hope, they have no future, and it really does feel hopeless. And wouldn't it be nice for children to live beyond hatred? They're raised in hatred for Israel. That is the narrative. They're hopeless. They're refugees. There has to be more to life.
Yeah, you are completely right. But let me tell you something. I mean, I want them to have much better life. I want them to live in prosperity with good education and good health system and everything. Yes. We both want it. The main problem is that, look, it happened. It happened actually to something like 70 million people who were refugees in the previous century. It happened to them. Why? Because it was the UNHCR that took care of them. Another UN agency that really took care of the refugees. The main goal of UNHCR is to solve the problem. The main goal of UNRWA is to perpetuate the problem.
Yes, because it's a narrative, and they can't afford to leave the narrative.
And it's a tragedy.
Right.
It's a tragedy for the Palestinians. And when they are supported, well, not they, they are not supported, actually. When we keep on funding UNRWA, and when we are not saying the truth, we just help to perpetuate the problem.
Yeah.
So enough.
Just one more thing before I let you go. Ben-Zur, we've got to go, but I need to ask you one more thing before we go. Israel is going to be withdrawing from the United Nations Human Rights Council. What's your thought on that?
Well, as long as you could present your opinion over there and to refute the so many lies that prevail over there, it was good enough. Now, when the United States left, I don't think that we have something to do there, because whatever they're saying, they have an automatic majority against Israel. Israel is condemned more than any country in the world, and more all the countries altogether included. So, I mean, what are we doing there? I can understand the not that I always like the decisions of my government, but in this case, I think they're right.
Yeah. Some messages coming through from our listeners. Dov says, you should stop calling them refugees. They are Egyptians, Syrians, and Jordanians whose countries don't want them back. I'm not sure that I agree with you, Dov. I'm not sure that I agree with you.
Okay, no. I'll tell you something. First of all, yeah, I know it. I know it, and I just read a book about the origins of the people who are called Palestinians. Many of them, you can even look at the family names, are coming from Saudi Arabia, from Egypt, even from Iraq, even from India. A Palestinian by the name Al-Hindi. Of course, Al-Hindi is the origin of the family is from India and not from the Middle East. But yet, right now, they call themselves Palestinians. Right now, we have to find a solution. It will not, I mean, historically, it's nice to say that they are not Palestinians. No, they are not, many of them even are not Arabs. But right now, we have a problem. It will not convince anybody if we will call them now Gypsies or Egyptians or whatever. It will not help. This is not what is going to help to solve the problem. What will solve the problem is that the whole world, the Western world at least, will be aware that in order not to perpetuate the problem, we have to change our attitude, we have to close UNRWA, and we have to find new ways in treating them. Now, to keep on just the same, it will just, instead of 6 million, as they say today, they will be 10 million in a few years. Yeah. So we have to put an end to this lie.
Ben Dror, thank you very, very much for your time this morning. It's really been very, very thought-provoking, and I appreciate it very, very much. So that's Ben Dror Yamini. He's a journalist. He's a writer for Yediot Achronot. Do you agree with him? Do you disagree with him? Do you feel that you have a different insight? I'd be so interested to know what you think. Let me know what you think on 061-895-1019 or +27 61 895 1019.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.